was invited to the birth of Jesus, there were probably many who would respond with, the shepherds and the wise men. Not to shatter your image of the manger scene, but that answer is likely inaccurate. Only shepherds were invited to the birth. Now, there's scriptural evidence supporting the thought that the wise men may not have shown up for over a year after his birth. Don't get me wrong, it's important that the wise men came because they showed that Jesus would be the King of Kings. My friend Jeff Myers liked to say, don't throw away the wise men from your nativity. Just put them in the other room. They're coming, but they weren't there at his birth. Now think about the manger scene with just the shepherds. Interesting. Why would God only announce the birth of the Savior of the world to the shepherds and no one else? These guys were outcasts, loners, uneducated. And why would the place God prepared for him be to be born? And why would the place God prepared for him to be born be a barn? Why not a palace, or at least a nice big house? I believe we can go back to Psalm 23 for that answer. The Lord is my shepherd. You see, God finds that shepherds make great kings and leaders. Think of these people: Abel, Abraham, Jacob, Moses, and David. They were all shepherds. Even the prophet Amos was a shepherd. They provide for their flocks. They feed the flock. They lead and protect them too. Before Jesus was a carpenter, he was born a shepherd. John chapter 10 calls him the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. Not only is he a shepherd, but John the Baptist said of him, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." It's only appropriate that his first visitors would be shepherds. When the wise men went to King Herod looking for where their Messiah would be born, Matthew 2:6 says they read to him the prophecy of Micah 5:2, which says, "And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the ruling cities of Judah, for a ruler will come from you who will be the shepherd for my people Israel." God knew that we would need a shepherd more than a king. While kings rule and dictate, shepherds lead and serve. People were looking for a king to free them from the Roman oppression. Instead, God sent them a shepherd to free them from their sin. Like sheep entangled in briars, the Lord Jesus frees us from our sin. Through faith in Christ, we have become his sheep. So will you continue to let him be your shepherd? Have you given him not just the ability to rule, but also to lead? Sheep willingly follow where their shepherd leads. John 10:27 says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." May we listen to his voice and follow even more. Now remember how the shepherds left the manger scene. Luke 2:20 reads, "The shepherd returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told to them." God used the lowly to spread the good news, the gospel of salvation. This is his way of doing things. Look at the disciples, fishermen, tax collectors, a zealot. This was a rough group of men. And Jesus patiently walked with, cared for, and fed them for 3 years. His voice and his presence changed them. And I love Acts chapter 4, verse 13, where it says, "When they saw the boldness of Peter and John, they perceived they were uneducated. They were astonished because they had realized they had been with Jesus." This is the effect of listening to and following the shepherd. Subjects are forced to obey a king, but God does not force us to serve him as a king would. Instead, like a shepherd, he invites us to follow him out of love. Sure, there's going to be some correction and some guidance, but we're also going to be cared for, fed, and protected. Shepherds may have been the only ones invited to his birth to remind us that God knew we needed a shepherd more than a king. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for being our shepherd. Thank you for the guidance, the correction, the teaching, the feeding that you provide for us. Lord, we're praying that as we continue through this season and on into the future, that we keep our eyes on you, listening to your voice and following where you lead. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.